Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
326.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
U.S. citizen sentenced. Trump rally. I'm Elliot Francis. North Korea has sentenced a South Korean-born American to 10 years of hard labor for subversion and espionage. Correspondent Paula Hancock reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Kim Dong-chul himself is said to be born in South Korea, a naturalized American citizen. This comes on the heels as well of another American citizen, Otto Warmbier, a U.S. student who was sentenced to 15 years hard labor just recently for acts against the state.
Supporters turned out for Donald Trump last night as the GOP candidate brought his campaign to Southern California. Trump, speaking in Costa Mesa, went after former Bush advisor Karl Rove.
Karl Rove is grossly incompetent. When he mentions, no, he's incompetent. He still thinks Romney won, remember? Romney won. He lost by 5 million votes. Romney won. He still thinks that. He's an incompetent guy, and he's a bad guy.
In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Rove called Trump a graceless and divisive presidential candidate. I'm Elliot Francis. There were some tense and, at times, odd moments in Baltimore Thursday as a man threatened to set off an explosive device at a television station. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
Police say a man claiming to be wearing a bomb and definitely wearing a cartoon character outfit and face mask walked into the door of a television station building. After some time, the man walked out and reportedly ignored police orders to stop. He was shot by snipers, according to Baltimore police spokesman T.J. Smith.
Why did he do this? We don't know the answers to that.
Police robots eventually stripped the suspect, checking for explosives. He was finally taken away to a waiting ambulance. Bob Costantini, Baltimore.
U.S. Marshals in Alabama and Florida are seeking a fugitive wanted for murder, attempted murder, and armed robbery. Investigators say Raymond Pruitt has been identified in 5 armed robberies since he stabbed and shot his girlfriend earlier this month. Ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 8, Nasdaq's down 7. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A shakeup on the Metro Board of Directors.
3 of the federal representatives are out. Mort Downey, Harriet Tregoning, and Anthony Giancola.
Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA tells WMAL that in their place,
Carol Carmody comes from the MTSB. David Strickland comes from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Robert Lobby comes from the FRA. These are folks who have a background in safety and transit.
The changes come courtesy of Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, who says there will be no more excuses when it comes to Metro. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Health authorities report 2 new cases of Zika virus in Northern Virginia. That makes a total now of 13 cases of Zika reported in Virginia, 5 in our area. Now that the primary election campaign in Maryland is over, one Montgomery County council member wants to strengthen laws about campaign signs. George Leventhal says the current law just isn't strong enough to deter violators.
They have to apply the same rule to political signs as they do to commercial signs. In the case of commercial signs, they give 30 days notice. Well, in the case of election signs, if you give 30 days notice 2 weeks before an election, that's really no penalty because the candidate's only interested in communicating before the election.
Leventhal says he's going to propose a stricter sign removal law. Some Maryland lawmakers are promising to try again to ban replica guns in light of this week's police shooting of a 14-year-old Baltimore boy who was holding a BB gun that looked like the real thing. Such a bill was defeated last month in Annapolis, but now State Senator C. Anthony Muse says he will refile that bill. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,831, the Nasdaq at 4,805. Sports: T.J. Oshie's hat trick gives the Caps an overtime win in Game 1 of their playoff series with the Penguins. The Redskins pick TCU wide receiver Josh Doctson in the NFL draft. The Rams take California's Jared Goff with the overall number 1 pick. Baseball: the Nats lose again, the O's win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But
What if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer? At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, lanes are open. Maryland, Virginia, off to a good start there. 395 with lanes open. The construction picked up, leaving the Beltway as you head to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Have a in Springfield, Braddock Road, just west of I-95. That's where we had a pole down due to an accident. One lane was getting by. Heading through Front Royal 66, it was a tractor-trailer crash from overnight. They have one lane, according to VDOT, getting by to the left. That's eastbound on 66 and 270. Good. Each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud cover in store for us on this Friday with an occasional shower as well. The high near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low of 51. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 64. Then rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Manassas, 50 in La Plata, 48 degrees in Washington. Anti-Trump protesters in California are met by police in riot gear. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk on this beautiful Friday morning. Good morning, Brian Wilson.
Good morning to you, and we've got a big show lined up here. At 6:05 this morning, Aaron Banks will join us to talk about the British, possible British exit from the EU. At 7:35, Representative John Delaney, Democrat from Maryland, will be here to talk about proposed changes to the Metro Board. At 8:05, it's time for the Nerd Prom. Emily Heil from the Washington Post will tell us what's going on in advance of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Lucifer in the flesh. I'm a Democrat friends, I have Republican friends, so I get along well with everybody. But I have never worked with a more miserable son of
There you go, John Boehner, yucking it up with a bunch of Stanford University kids there. If you couldn't hear the audio clear enough, let me just repeat for you. He just was asked about Ted Cruz and to give his impressions of Ted Cruz. He said he was Lucifer in the flesh.
Lucifer
in the flesh. You know, let's just take a moment and pause and ask ourselves a question. Aren't you glad you got rid of John Boehner? As your speaker of the house. Thank you for that, Brian. I appreciate it.
That was good. No, hey, listen, at 5:08 in the morning, that's pretty good.
All right, so John Boehner calls Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh. And it's amazing the write-ups that I see in the mainstream media. This is my favorite one from our pals over at the Washington Post. This is the best. You know, because the Washington Post, they know their politics, especially inside the Beltway here. And they took the obvious take on this.
Mm-hmm.
Former Speaker of the House John Boehner, establishment Republican, says of his fellow Republican who was running for president and could very well end up having a convention floor fight for the nomination of president, so he's, you know, in the running for being the standard bearer of the party, he calls him Lucifer in the flesh at a time when everyone's talking about how the party is divided and we need to unite and there needs to be some harmony if we're going to move forward mm-hmm. and beat Hillary Clinton. And the headline from the Washington Post is, Cruz's latest fight with fellow Republicans is a reminder. Many don't like the guy. Yeah, That's the take from the Washington. First of all, let me just break this sentence down for a minute. And by the way, here's the question for you. If I'd love for you to chime in on this. John Boehner calling Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh. Does this tell you more and educate you more about who Ted Cruz is or about who John Boehner is as a man? And I would love to hear what you've learned about either one. I don't want to slant it one way or the other. Maybe this has been made giving you some revelation about Ted Cruz, and you'd like to share that revelation. Now that John Boehner says that he's such an SOB, oh well. Now I've finally figured out who Ted Cruz really is. But my hunch is this tells us a lot more about who John Boehner really is. And I would love for you to vent and share about that. 888-63-WMAL. Back to the post real fast, Brian, because the media response to this is part of the problem. This headline again from Sean Sullivan at the Post. Cruz's latest fight with fellow Republicans is a reminder. Let me break it down for a moment there. This is not Cruz's fight. Cruz is not picking the fight. Cruz is in Indiana campaigning, trying to get the nomination and win some delegates in the Hoosier state. Cruz did not start this fight. This is not his fight with a fellow Republican. The headline should be John Boehner attacking fellow Republican is a reminder of something. And then finally, many don't like the guy. Well, I'll tell you what, if many is a Republican, an insider, an ineffective and out of work Republican like John Boehner, if that's the many we're talking about who don't like the guy, that actually tells me that Cruz is doing something right if people like John Boehner don't like him. But that's just me. What about you? 888-630-WMAO.
Well, if John Boehner had been as passionate in his denunciation of Democrats as he was of Ted Cruz, he would still be Speaker of the House, probably.
Well said.
Yes, I mean, you know, let's aim our fire in the right direction, John. And I wonder, what time of day did this happen? Because did this happen after the afternoon cocktails? I wonder because,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah,
Brian.
Well, I don't know. I just wonder if that was part of it. Where John Boehner should not have done this. He should not have said this. And it was a cheap shot, and it was designed to get a laugh out of some Stanford students, and it did that. But it was the wrong thing to say, and it was harmful not just to Ted Cruz. Take that aside from him. It's harmful to the party, to the brand, and that ought to be something that a man who once held the office of Speaker of the House would be sensitive to. This tells you an awful lot about John Boehner, and if there's a miserable SOB in politics, I would suggest it might be more aptly, that moniker might be adapted to John Boehner than to Ted Cruz. And then there's this. I wish that they would decide here and now that kind of stuff is out of bounds, that it shouldn't be allowed. John Boehner, I mean, what was he thinking when he did this? It drives me absolutely crazy. I think it tells a lot about him, and I wish he would just shut up. If you're going to leave the stage, then leave the stage and shut up.
But I've never worked with a more miserable son of a...
George in Catonsville, you're first up on WMAL. Tell us what you learned here about John Boehner.
Speaker of the House, Speaker of Corporate America. We're going to introduce bill after bill after bill. John Boehner. He's the guy that was taking. He was in the pocket of Corporate America, and Cruz was the guy that pointed this out consistently. He stood up there and told everybody what John Boehner was all about, and Boehner didn't forget it. That's what that's all about, Boehner. What a joke. Yeah. Thank God that guy's gone, fellas. That's all I've got to say about that.
Well, and George, from watching cable news yesterday, all of the experts here in D.C. tell us that this rift between the two of them stemmed from Ted Cruz standing up in the Senate against Obamacare, actually taking a stand and actually fulfilling what Republicans had promised their voters they would do if they got the majority. And apparently, that really rubbed John Boehner the wrong way, you know, fulfilling a campaign promise.
Oh, exactly. John Boehner never did anything he said he was going to do. I remember John Boehner standing up there crying. That's all I remember about John Boehner. Thanks, fellas. Right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, George.
You know,
I appreciate it.
There is one other thing about this, though. I mean, he says that he's not well-liked. I mean, that's the headline you're seeing. Ted Cruz is not well-liked. You know what? Given the way Washington is functioning this day, I'm okay with a guy who's not liked by the establishment. I think it's perfectly okay to have somebody who is not liked by those people who are not getting the job done in the eyes of many Americans.
Well, that's a great point, Brian. And by the way, let's actually ask that question as well as you're contemplating this on an early Friday morning. Does this help Ted Cruz or does it hurt Ted Cruz in an election cycle where Donald Trump, who, by the way, also wears as a badge of honor the fact that he is not well liked by the Republican establishment either? Does having a John Boehner come out and call him names like this and rake him through the coals, does that actually end up helping Ted Cruz in the long run? What do you think on that one? 888-630-WMAO. In a moment, we'll play you Cruz's response on this and plenty more as this ridiculous and effervescent Republican primary process continues. Every day, we've got a new headline, don't we? That's coming up in a moment. It's 5:15. Jamie Witten's enjoying her Friday there. With traffic and weather, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the 5. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Are you wearing a hedgehog onesie today, Jamie?
Oh, come on. You weren't supposed to tell anybody that. Dang it. All right. TGIF. Here we go. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Good. And just hoping for a good rush hour here. Keeping our fingers crossed for Friday light. 66. We do get off to a rough start for our commuters, though. Coming between Front Royal and Linden. The good news is they no longer have everybody detoured. They have one lane getting by, according to VDOT. So we're keeping a close watch on that. Do see the delays out in that stretch. Closer to home we go. Gainesville and up through to the Beltway and through Falls Church. Lanes open and no delays. Road work has been cleared. 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. So glad to see that. Earlier this week, I think they learned a lesson. They were a little late to clear, but we're in good shape now. Backlick Road, just west of I-95, accident knocked down a utility pole. A Fairfax police tell me they are allowing cars to get through, but large trucks are not allowed to get by. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By the way, Brian and I are also in our hedgehog onesies. We're all doing it now.
Yeah. It's the rage.
It's quite a sight. Mike McKay wears the unicorn onesie himself, though. It's a good look. Today, it'll be generally cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower.
Is it going to be one of those days?
Mid-afternoon. It is going to be one of those days. High of 61 degrees. Tonight, rain showers through the evening. Overcast skies. Low of 51 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. I know you've been waiting for this. Saturday, cloudy. High of 64. Sunday, thunder showers. High in the low 70s. Right now, 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
Lucifer in the flesh.
Lucifer in the flesh, when asked about Ted Cruz, I think this is one of those things where they give a name of a politician and then he gives his response. I wonder if they asked him about Hillary Clinton, what his response was. Doubtful it was Lucifer.
I saw a column this morning, you're kidding, that actually said, well, if he is, somehow possessed by the devil, how would we exorcise him? Seriously, that's what it's turned into.
That's the takeaway. All right, well, we're asking your takeaway of John Boehner coming out and attacking. And by the way, this is not a defense of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a big boy. He's running for president. He's got a big microphone. Yeah. He can defend himself.
This is about John Boehner making a stupid move.
It absolutely is. And we'll let you know what Cruz had to say. But frankly, what you had to say is more important to me. Andy, is it La Plata?
La Plata.
Or La Plata? You're on WMAL. Of course, it's La Plata.
Either or. Well, actually, could Ted Cruz have gotten a better endorsement?
Right. So, this actually helps Cruz, you think?
I do. And if Cruz is Lucifer, then John Boehner is Obama's fairy godmother or Daddy Warbucks or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Basically, he saw his constitutional role as Speaker of the House to just call up the street to Pennsylvania Avenue and say, what do you want me to do for you now, boss? What do you need us to pass here for you? What would you like? That was the negotiations. Well, what are you going to let us get away with here, Barack, so that we don't have a government shutdown, God forbid, which is never actually a government shutdown?
And that's the thing that torques me the most, is never having that government shutdown.
Thank you, Andy.
He makes our caller, Andy, makes a good point here. Where was this kind of attack against the president of the United States
never.
And his policies?
Yeah.
Where was it? Well, because if he had had this kind of, clarion voice in attacking the Democrats and their stupid policies, we would be in a lot better shape in this country than we are right now.
Can I answer your rhetorical question?
It's not a rhetorical question.
There really is an answer. And here, and as usual, I think everything that is insidiously wrong with politics in this town all comes back to the media, because, and this is not necessarily the media's fault, it is a Republican politician's fault for thinking that he can actually ingratiate himself with the media in this town and be their buddy. Here's the thing. I'm going to be John Boehner's inner monologue right now. let's see now. I could say something bad about Barack Obama. I know. I could call Barack Obama Lucifer in the flesh and one of the worst SOBs I've ever worked with in my life. Oh, but boy, then I'll get attacked. I'll be called a racist. I'll be called everything. I'll never hear the end of it. MSNBC will be 24-hour coverage about that. I can't do that. What if I say those things about Ted Cruz? Oh, well, the media hates Ted Cruz.
Yeah, so
I'm going to get headlines. Everyone, people are going to laugh. I'm in front of a college group. You know, if I say that about Obama or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, they're going to throw things at me. But if I say it about Ted Cruz, they're going to laugh and cheer me. All right, I'll say it about Ted Cruz. That's the problem in this town, and that's the problem with Republicans who think they can actually befriend these people and be popular with them. Do you hear me, John McCain? All right, here's John Boehner. Excuse me, here's Ted Cruz responding to Boehner's Lucifer talk.
Boehner's comments, he said something like, he's the worst SOB I've ever worked with, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Lucifer in the flesh.
Well, there was that, too. But the interesting thing is, he said that I've ever worked with. I've never worked with John Boehner. Truth of the matter is, I don't know the man. I've met John Boehner two or three times in my life. If I have said 50 words in my life to John Boehner, I'd be surprised. And every one of them has consisted of pleasantries. Good to see you, Mr. Speaker. I've never had any substantive conversation with John Boehner in any respect. And indeed, this is something that's not publicly known. During the government shutdown, I reached out to John Boehner. And I offered for Mike and Lee and me to come over and work with the speaker. Can we resolve this and actually get something meaningful done to stop the disaster that is Obamacare? John Boehner's response was, I have no interest in talking to you. What possibly could be accomplished by having a conversation? No, I will not meet. So when he says that I'm the worst guy he's ever worked with, he's never worked with me.
Now, a lot of people, the chattering class in town, are pointing out, he's lying because Ted Cruz actually worked for John Boehner. He was his lawyer back when John Boehner had a lawsuit when Newt Gingrich was speaker. Apparently, he was a junior attorney with a law firm back at the very beginning of the case. And I don't doubt that Ted Cruz, probably doing some work on the case, never actually met.
That would not be unusual.
With John Boehner. Obviously, Ted Cruz is talking about the fact that he didn't work with him during the government shutdown, which is clearly what Boehner was referring to.
Capitol Hill.
What is he referring to? More on this in a moment. Did I just say moron? No one here is a moron.
Right.
I'm saying that
there is more on this topic.
Okay. 522 WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just 3 minutes.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway, heads up if you're coming off of the Beltway going northbound. I'm just hearing from Park Police. They have a report of a broken down car. You'll be coming up on it at speed, and I don't have a lane. So watch northbound Baltimore Washington Parkway. Just as you come off the Beltway going north into Greenbelt, one of your two lanes, stalled car. And be very careful. Southbound side, no problems to report coming past 32 through Laurel and then inside the Beltway. George Washington Parkway off to a good start, 66. If you're heading between, say, the Plain, Gainesville, and up through to the Beltway in good shape, it's getting there. That's been the problem from an overnight crash, but now all lanes have been reopened. 66 eastbound between Front Royal and Linden. Still a big lineup, but again, everything had just reopened in that stretch. 95 out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway, incident free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy through this Friday with an occasional shower. The high today near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low dropping to 51. And a cloudy start to the weekend tomorrow, the high of 64. Rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're talking about 48 degrees in the nation's capital.
That's chilly.
It is for a late April day. 5:26 on WMAL, talking about this little dust up. I just want to circle back on that last point there where everyone's saying crew lied. He worked with Boehner. It was a lawsuit that John Boehner was personally being sued, and this thing made it all the way to the Supreme Court, actually. But then it got overturned. The Supreme Court didn't take it up. It was 1996. This is about that couple in Florida who intercepted the cell phone call of Newt Gingrich. Remember this story? Mm-hmm. And then they exposed it out into the public. This was about Gingrich and his book deal with the Ethics Committee. Anyway, Boehner sued this couple for violating his privacy, and he won the case. And yes, in 1998... Ted Cruz was one of the early defenders, and he was trying to help out John Boehner on that case. There is no evidence that they ever actually met during that time. By the way, one other thing John Boehner said about this yesterday during his conversation.
Hi, Donald Trump and I are friends. We play a lot of golf together over the years. We used to be texting buddies. So he used to call me once a month, pat me on the back, cheer me up. Thankfully, I haven't heard from him since he decided to run for president.
So, of Ted Cruz, he says he's Lucifer in the flesh and an SOB. Of Donald Trump, he said, we used to play golf a lot and we were texting buddies, which, by the way, good for him. And if I were buddies with Donald Trump, I'd say that too. But it is an interesting distinction. And I wonder if part of the reason why he's going after Cruz right now is, in a way, his own endorsement of Donald Trump.
Well, if you want to endorse Donald Trump, endorse Donald Trump. But don't attack a guy like that with that kind of crap.
Well, and if you do, then I'm done with the establishment saying that these outsiders, these other people, these radical conservatives, they're the ones tearing up the party.
Right,
because
exactly.
You don't get more establishment than John Boehner.
Nope.
And he just tore up the party when it doesn't need it.
Yeah. Nice job, John.
Aren't you glad he's not the speaker?
I am very glad.
5:28 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch Smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up on WMAL, a bizarre story out of Baltimore involving a guy in a hedgehog suit and a potential bomb. We'll tell you about it and also play a little bit of the bizarre media coverage of it. Plus, a story that is going to drive you bonkers about illegal immigrants who committed crimes and were released. We'll tell you all about it after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson, a 25-year-old man who walked into a Baltimore TV station in a costume yesterday and carrying a fake bomb is now in the hospital after being shot by police.
Edward Brizzy seemed to be in shock as he described his son Alex to reporters.
It seems like it's a nervous breakdown the other week.
After that, Brizzy said, things got worse for his son. Alex lost his job and broke up with his girlfriend, but he seemed to be holding it together.
He's been acting okay, you know, since we could come home.
He's glad his son is still alive.
It looks like he's going to survive it, so hopefully, you know, he'll get some help.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Donald Trump drew a big crowd in Orange County, California, as he kicked off his California campaign.
You know, we have a movement going on, right? It's a movement.
In typical Trump fashion, his speech went everywhere, whooping up the 8,000-plus crowd inside on everything from immigration and building the wall to jobs, the economy, and more.
We are on the verge of doing something that's really unprecedented. You know, they used to call it the silent majority. Now we'll call it the noisy majority because we're not going to take it anymore.
Jim Roop, Costa Mesa, California.
The nation's transportation secretary is replacing three members of the Metro Board of Directors, saying, quote, no more excuses. Those three new members of the board are all experienced transportation safety professionals. The Virginia State Board of Elections has voted to overhaul the state's voter registration form with the goal of making it easier for Virginians to vote. But county registrars complain no one prepared them for the changes. And Stafford County Registrar Greg Riddlemoser says the new form is, quote, not ready in any way, shape, or form for prime time. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,831, the NASDAQ at 4,806. Sports, the Caps take game one against the Penguins behind T.J. Oshie's hat trick. In the NFL draft, the Redskins pick TCU wide receiver Josh Doctson. Baseball, the Phillies complete the sweep of the Nationals. The Orioles beat the White Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, good start over the 11th Street Bridge. Each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southeast DC, though, had an overnight transformer that had blown, and we still have a stretch of South Capitol Street closed. Southbound closed at Chesapeake Street on South Capitol. Northbound side is open as utility crews still take care of that. We also had a utility pole in the Springfield area knocked down due to a crash. Albin Road, just south of the Fairfax County Parkway. Crews still dealing with this. Southbound lanes are open. Northbound, it's the large trucks that can't get through, but cars being directed with police direction there. No problems to report on the Greenway. Toll Road 270, just the volume starting to form as we head into Clarksburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy through this Friday with an occasional shower. The high today near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low dropping to 51. And a cloudy start to the weekend tomorrow, the high of 64. Rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Stafford, 45 in Frederick, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, 6:05, we're going to check in across the pond with Aaron Banks. He's one of the leading supporters of the Brexit initiative. We'll talk about that and how it might affect U.S. relations in Europe. At 7:35, Maryland Representative John Delaney to talk about his initiatives with WMATA, try to fix the mess there. 8:05 brings us Emily Heil of the Washington Post to give us a preview of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, wrapping up this incredibly busy and full week in politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
A band of bear, you can't see the wind.
Yeah.
No matter how hard.
We bring to you now the story of what we have euphemistically named the Panda Bomber of Baltimore. Look, it's a sad and sordid story,
actually. Somebody wanted to bomb a panda? No. That's a terrible thing. Who would want to bomb a panda?
Allow me to tell the story.
Please do.
In the only way
you
that
are
I,
a
I can.
Storyteller.
Well, I am, darn gone it. So yesterday, 1:20 p.m., Television Hill, Baltimore, where all the television towers and the TV stations mm-hmm. are located over there, a man approaches the studios of Fox 45, and he has a flash drive with a video on it that he wants the station to play. What caught them a little off guard and made them think that maybe this was something that they should be concerned about was the man appeared to have a bomb strapped to his chest, and he was wearing a costume of sorts, initially reported to be a panda costume. But then the debate began as to exactly what kind of costume it was.
suspect who was in the onesie, the Panzer onesie that walked into Fox 45 about 1:20 this afternoon.
The suspect had on some sort of outfit, and it's being described basically as a panda outfit onesie, a onesie-type outfit.
You know, to say he walked in a hedgehog onesie that the Kardashians have made famous sounds absurd, but what, could it have been calculated? Who?
The robot took the onesie off,
but, and they had to cut it off. That. I mean, to get to this point, he didn't make it easy.
Correct.
To them, right.
A man in what is described as a hedgehog onesie.
It was also some type of outfit that's being described as a onesie that he had on. And yes, I said onesie, like the ones that they're becoming popular again that young people are putting on.
What we were told was a hedgehog onesie. Other people are calling it some sort of a panda suit. It's like those footy pajamas for adults. It's all the rage.
But it's like
we're too old to do this.
So
it's like a costume.
When
you wear it.
I glanced at it, I thought it looked like
it's like a slanket. It's like a fleece thing. You zip it off and it's...
And now we've got a fashion report.
Was it a panda outfit? Was it a hedgehog outfit? Inquiring minds want to know. But the worldwide investigative resources of WMAL, we have researched this matter, and we can definitively say, Larry, it is a...
It is a hedgehog.
Okay.
Absolutely a hedgehog hooded onesie. I love that we started our day needing to crack this code and figure out exactly what kind of thing this was, a panda or a hedgehog. And you immediately said, well, this is a job for Larry O'Connor.
That's right.
Larry will get to the bottom of this, and I appreciate you assigning this to me.
Let me just say before I go further that when we first thought it might be a panda outfit, our first question was, where is Program Director Bill Hess right now?
Exactly. We all thought the same thing. Oh, finally snapped.
He snapped, and he's a big panda fan. So, I mean, it was a good question to ask. It turned out it wasn't.
The whole Deflategate thing really did hit him hard this week with his beloved Patriots. And he is just moments away from snapping, face it.
He has to put up with us. I can understand.
He is always on edge.
All right. It turned out to be a young man by the name of Alex Brizzi of Elkridge, Maryland, 25 years old, apparently going through some kind of nervous breakdown, according to his father. Now, this thing turned serious because he barricaded himself ultimately in the lobby of the hotel. He came out, lobby of the TV station. He came out at one point, and police said, stop what you're doing, because they really didn't know for a moment whether the guy had a bomb or not, and he had his hand in the pocket, and they thought, well, is that a triggering device? And so eventually, when he refused to stop, they did shoot him and injured him, and he's in the hospital now. He's in serious, but he's expected to live condition. And then they sent in the robots to disrobe him and remove the now confirmed hedgehog outfit from him.
Yeah,
and then they looked at the bomb, which turned out to be chocolate bars, wire, and a computer motherboard.
Well, you're not going to blow anything up with that.
No, it was a prop.
It was a prop. But you know, the video of this guy nonchalantly walking across the street in his hedgehog
uniform
hoodie, with his hands in his pockets, and of course the cops were concerned that his hands in his pockets suggested that he may have had a triggering device. They started shooting him, pelting him with these bean bags, and you could see his body.
He never looked at him.
He never flinched. I mean, his body reacted, but his face, this man has some serious issues, I think. And we'll try to get to the bottom of it. I think there may be a mentally disturbed aspect to this.
It looks like he's going through some difficult times. His dad says he's had some problems with an ex-girlfriend, but he thought his son had come through it, but apparently not.
But talk about, the media just freezing on this and of course, I mean, it's a very bizarre image to see someone dressed that way.
It is.
And so that's what they become transfixed on, and then frankly that's what we're transfixed on as well. That's why we're all wearing hedgehog hoodies today.
That's right.
Except Heather Hunter.
She refused.
Yeah, no.
She was holding out for the panda suit.
Right, exactly.
It is 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. This week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff repeated to the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee what has become a mantra to him. He doesn't believe the United States should ever send American service members into a fair fight, but with the capability and credibility to deter aggression and overmatch any potential adversary. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
When working my shift as a volunteer firefighter, I never know what kind of call I'm going to get. Whether it's a sick person, a car accident, or even a house on fire, the bottom line is that when the station tones go off, someone's called 911 because they need assistance. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and the parallel is that when our phones ring, it's also a call for assistance. Whether it's for a reverse mortgage, refinance, purchase, VA, jumbo, or simply someone shopping for the absolute lowest rate. Like firefighters, our loan officers are trained and licensed professionals qualified to handle any situation and help you navigate through the mortgage loan process. Call now, and in 15 minutes or less, we'll have you on the road to savings. Our emergency number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, what's this, say you, as you're coming off of 270 at speed out of Gaithersburg and Rockville, and then suddenly on the spur, if you're heading in toward Virginia, you're hitting a backup accident right near Democracy Boulevard, but they have that over to the shoulder now, so you are getting through, so hang with it. Also, as you come out of Frederick through Urbana and Clarksburg, we have the usual stop and go. Top side of the Beltway still in great shape. Back to each direction as you head through Bethesda, College Park, Greenbelt, and over at the Wilson Bridge, not seeing any backups. Virginia Beltway also in good shape. Here we go, 95 Virginia through Stafford and Aquia Triangle in great shape. It's Dale City toward the Occoquan. That's the heaviest stretch. Right now on Albin Road, crews are still dealing with an accident that knocked down a utility pole. Northbound Albin Road before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway, closed, southbound open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud cover in store for us on this Friday with an occasional shower as well. Behind your 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low of 51. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 64. Then rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer's speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, listen, there are some stories that you read in the morning that just, they inform and illuminate and educate you, and then there are some that just hack you off. And I'm going to read you one that's going to make you, our listener, very upset and very angry. I would ask you to go to the web or go pick up a copy of the Washington Examiner and read this story. You're just not going to believe it. It has to do with people who are in this country illegally and how they have been released by ICE rather than deported. And the numbers are staggering. Are you ready? According to a study reported on here in the Washington Examiner, 19,723 illegal aliens who have criminal records were released by ICE rather than deported. So let's round it. 20,000 illegal aliens with criminal records have been released by ISIS rather than deported.
Well, Brian, I'm sure these are, they had some parking tickets or maybe,
Well, you might think so.
Jaywalking.
Well, of that 19,720, oh, let's make it 20
grand.
20 grand. 208 are convicted murderers. 208 illegal aliens who were convicted of murder were released by ISIS out into the world.
ICE. Well, no, I mean, it's just as diabolical, frankly. It's terrorism on American citizens, frankly, perpetrated by the American government. I think ICE and ISIS are becoming one and the same. I'm sorry for the hyperbole here.
Yeah, really, you're right.
But my God, you take a person's life, you're here in the country illegally, and you're not sent immediately back to your country where you came
from? Yeah, that's right. Released into the world.
Good.
To walk among us.
Walking around here in the country. Make sure you get your food stamps over here, by the way, while you're here.
900 of them have been convicted of sex crimes.
Oh, God.
900 illegal aliens in this country have been convicted of sex crimes, and rather than deport them, they were simply released out into the world to walk among us. Here's one that's really frightening. 12,307 of them were convicted of drunk driving. They're on the streets today. Now, what is the one thing that you know about drunk drivers? And that is that if you are convicted of drunk driving once, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be convicted of drunk driving again and again and again. It is the one crime that seems to repeat itself more than any other crime. So, because it's based in an alcohol addiction.
Yes.
So, 12,307 people who had convictions on drunk driving, rather than be deported, were released by ICE out into the world.
Well, clearly this means that we need criminal justice reform because these people just need therapy instead of actual punishment.
Let me give you just a couple more
statistics. Yeah, please do.
Remember, we said there's 20,000 people with criminal backgrounds released by ICE. Each of them, on average, had 3.25 convictions. So that's like 60,000-plus convictions we're talking about here. And 8,234 of them committed crimes that we would consider violent crimes. And this is all because the president doesn't want to deport these people.
Mm-hmm.
This is an action of the president of the United States to not deport the people who come here illegally. Because why? Because he wants to fundamentally change America's political landscape.
Representative Jason Chaffetz, who was the chair of the meeting, said it's hard to keep your cool in preparing for this meeting. In a 3-year period, ICE officials have released more than 86,000 criminal aliens into the American public. And people in this town are still scratching their head and wondering why Donald Trump and his rhetoric is so popular with the American people.
It doesn't take much to figure
that
one out.
Completely clueless.
Here's El Rushbo.
You know, it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was back in 1999 when Venezuela elected Hugo Chavez to bring in the joys of socialism. And right away, Chavez stacked the courts so he could stay in power past his constitutional term limit. He realigned his country with communist regimes. His government took over private businesses. He cracked down on dissent. He was a thug, and he talked anti-American crap every chance he got. Now, of course, the libs here loved him. Hollywood stars and other lefties went to Venezuela to worship at his feet. But meanwhile, Venezuela suffered. By the time Chavez died in 2013, the once prosperous country was a basket case. His hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, promised to keep marching towards socialist utopia. Well, this week, the president announced a major change. Due to severe energy shortages, the 5-day work week has gone to a 2-day work week. The government blames a drought, but that's just an excuse. Venezuela is an oil-rich country. They used to export oil to us, but it can't even use its own resources now because the country's infrastructure is in collapse, as is almost everything else there. Crime has been out of control for years. There are food shortages, economic misery, riots, and looting have broken out. And now people are standing in long lines to sign petitions calling for the president's removal. It's a textbook lesson. Socialism fails every time it's tried, here, there, and everywhere, and the millennials still don't get it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I have a question for you. Who is the fastest-growing tractor brand in America? If you guessed Mahindra Tractors, my good friend, you are absolutely right. Mahindra also has an amazing 97% customer satisfaction rating. No wonder they are the world's number one selling tractor. That's why I feel comfortable recommending Mahindra tractors to you. I am confident that you will join the 97% of satisfied Mahindra owners. Now, don't forget, Mahindra still offers zero interest for 84 months and a rock-solid 5-year powertrain warranty. I mean, what's not to love? If you want to work smarter, not harder, on the land that you love, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're cruising around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. No early problems. 270 southbound. And just as you pass Route 80 Urbana and pushing south toward Clarksburg, seeing the volume, but that's the heaviest stretch beyond in good shape through Gaithersburg, Rockville. Keep alert on the 270 spur if you're heading in toward Virginia. On the spur, we had a crash quickly to the shoulder, but a little bit of volume. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, good. No problems on Route 7 coming out of Leesburg, Greenway, Toll Road, 66 all checks out fine. Slowest stretch of Virginia 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, Albin Road. Northbound remains closed south of the Fairfax County Parkway. Had a pole knocked down from a crash. Southbound lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You may encounter an occasional shower from this morning to the afternoon, otherwise cloudy today with a high of 61, or rain tonight with a low of 51. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 48 degrees at 5:56.
Michael Wacha.
Fastball right down the middle.
Pitched like this, and the Cards win 100 games. Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman hammers one.
Hit like this against the best, and you can beat anyone. Winning with pitching versus winning with hitting.
And it's another home run.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money.
No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, Ted Cruz decided his running mate was going to be Carly Fiorina. Who should Donald Trump pick? We'll take your calls and your suggestions.
Also, we'll speak with Aaron Banks, a businessman in the UK who is leading the fight for the Brexit to get the UK out of the European Union. That's after the news.
WMAL FM.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.